Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and this coming weekend is Maple Weekend. And joining us to talk about their part in this, first, Debbie Thomas. How are you, Debbie?
Doing good.
Good. Debbie is from Ron's Pure Maple Syrup, and we'll start off right away. Where's Ron's located?
Okay, we're on 133 North Campbell Road and in West Branch, okay. Just a mile off 33, so it's easy to get to. And
yeah. Well, we'll talk about what you have to offer. And also joining us from Delaney's wood-fired maple syrup, we've got Sean and May Delaney. How are you guys today?
Great.
Great.
Great. Now, where are you guys located?
We're just 3.5 miles south of Rose City on Grand Jean Road, just off M33.
All right, and your silent partner today, Bill Britt, couldn't be with us today. Bill, a little under the weather, but Britt Family Pure Maple Syrup is 5 miles east of the M55, M65 intersection, Tawa City. Well, let's talk about maple syrup. How long have you guys been in business? We'll start with you. How long have the Delaney's been in business?
We've been making syrup there in Rose City for 23 years.
23 years. Now, family run kind of business?
I started as a hobby, and pretty much family helps. Mom and dad come down every day and help. And,
all right.
Now, and my wife, May, as well.
I was going to say, are you guys first generation doing this then?
Yep.
Wow. Lots of maple trees on the property, obviously.
We tap like 2,000 trees.
Wow.
It's in two different woodlots.
Is that right?
Yep.
All right. Now what about it, Ron's? How long have you guys been doing it, Debbie?
Ron and I had been doing it for 37 years.
Really?
Prior to that, my great-grandfather, who settled there in 1872, made it, and then my grandfather did, and then my uncle did.
Wow, okay, so you've met many generations of making maple syrup.
All right. Now my nephew is really involved in it, so he's taken over quite a bit of it.
Wow, that's great. Now, how many trees do you have approximately on the property?
Not sure trees. We've got about close to 3,500 taps.
Taps, okay.
Yeah. And they keep adding more every year, so
I
never know for sure what it is, but yeah.
All right. Now, she mentioned taps versus trees. Do you tap a tree with more than one? Is it or is it just one tap per tree? How does that work?
Larger trees will get two taps, and some very large trees maybe three.
All right. Now, when does the process start? When do you start tapping maple trees?
You want to go ahead, Debbie?
Well, we started mid-February. Seems to get earlier every year. It depends on Mother Nature and what she decides to do that year.
I was just going to say, weather has a lot to do with what's going to be happening. So did you got an early start this year then as compared to other years?
Well, it's becoming more of a normal start.
Yeah.
Usually it was, first boil was usually first part of March, and now it's backed up a couple weeks.
Now, how long does the season last? How long do you do it for?
Typically about 6 to 8 weeks. So usually about the second to third week of April we're finished. And what brings on the end of the season is when the trees bud. Then there's no more sugar left in the sap. And then that's when our season's over.
All right. Well, let's talk about what's going to be happening during the open house. People come on out for the Maple Weekend. What are you guys going to be doing during the weekend? What are some of the highlights?
Well, they are able to tour the sugar bush and see, from the tree to the building and
yeah.
The evaporator and see how it's made. We're going to have ice cream with maple syrup. They can sample cream and candy and some maple sugar and just generally, and we've got coloring books for the kids, so just generally find out how the whole process goes and get any of their questions answered.
All right, that's at Ron's. Now, May, we'll let you do some talking here. What's going to be happening at Delaney's?
Oh, like Debbie's, that's pretty much what we do as well. On Saturday, we're going to have a demonstration on how to make candy at 2 o'clock. And then on Sunday at 2 o'clock, we're going to show how to make maple sugar.
Oh, wow.
So that'll be an addition this year to our tour.
Very nice. Now, you mentioned candy because you guys brought a whole, when people think of Maple Weekend, they think of maple syrup. But you guys, what do we got? We got like 5 or 6 different things here, right?
We have our brand new product, which is very popular, is the Mathers. Those are our hard caramel candy.
Oh, okay.
And then we have our award winning at the Maple Conference this year. Those actually won first place.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
That's just maple candy?
It's
maple
candy.
Okay.
Pure maple syrup.
All right, nice to see you.
Then our maple nuts, which are roasted peanuts and roasted almonds.
All right.
And then our maple caramel corn. We also have maple coffee crumbles. Wow. We didn't bring them to you today, but we have maple ice cream sprinkles.
No kidding.
And then we also have a new barbecue meat rub.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that sounds good. And, of course, you brought the iconic maple syrup, too. You got to have that. Now, what are your hours this weekend? When will people be able to come out? What about
the rounds? 10 to 4, both Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. And what about over there at Delaney's?
Same 10.
10 to 4, Saturday and Sunday. No charge either, right, when they come on out?
No charge at all.
Right. Other than buying the products that you guys have to offer. That's it. Otherwise, they can come tour and see what it's all about. And, of course, same thing at Britt Family Pure Maple Syrup, which, again, is in Tawa City. But come on out this weekend. Bring out the whole family. It's educational, fun, and obviously appetizing also. From Ron's Pure Maple Syrup, Debbie Thomas. Debbie, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
And from Delaney's Wood-Fired Maple Syrup, Sean and May, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you,
Kevin.